welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And I pray that the Lord will just encourage and inspire your heart. And before we begin, let's take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you for the beauty of your word. We thank you, Lord, for your love for us. We thank you, Lord, that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And Father, your people, those who are listening right now, I pray for strength. I pray for courage. I pray for boldness. I pray for healing and deliverance. And Father, that they will, more than anything else, become increasingly aware of your great love for each one of your children. And Father, we thank you that you're so actively and intimately connected and desirous, connected to our lives and desirous of seeing us move forward into the deeper things of God. And so, Father, help us to push out. Help us to go into that river that cannot be crossed over. Lord, not just to the ankles or the loins, but Father, to that river that is deep enough to swim in, the wonderful river of the Holy Spirit, the rivers of life. So Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, you've given us power and authority, and we agree that every demonic attack, every stronghold, every device, every strategy, Lord, that would be arrayed against your people is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus and the armament of the Holy Spirit, the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, and the word of God, Lord, to be our offensive weapons. And Lord, that shield of faith, while it is really a defensive weapon, Lord, you said clearly that if we would use that shield of faith, it would quench not just some, but all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. And Father, those who are troubled in mind, Lord, I just sense in the Spirit that some are listening that have just had been frazzled. It's been a very demanding and taxing day. And Lord, they feel like they're running in all directions at the same time. So Father, I rebuke that effect of the stress, the challenges, the demands that have been placed upon them. And Father, I just ask for your peace. Lord, the peace that comes from knowing that you are with us, that you dwell with us in our innermost being, in our innermost spirit. And Lord, as we will love you and trust you, Lord, all the noise, all the confusion, all the chaos of the world can be just shielded from the peace that we have as we abide in you. Lord, we ask for your anointing upon the word of God, and Lord, that you will just open to us new understanding, a new revelation of not only what you have for us, but how you desire to lead us into all truth. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, the Lord has directed me to speak with you and to share with you a most wonderful subject. We're going to be looking at what the Word has to say about the person of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead or Trinity. And before we get into the personality, the characteristics, the functions of the Holy Spirit, just for a moment, have you ever considered how wonderfully God has manifested himself throughout the ages in every dispensation in his dealing with mankind? We know that, at least as we have recorded in the Old Testament, that, of course, we know in the very beginning, God dealt face to face with Adam and Eve until they sinned and were driven from the Garden of Eden, lest they should eat of the tree of life. But God gave a wonderful promise. He spoke of a son who would be the seed of a woman who would crush the serpent's head, and he spoke of the salvation that would come millennia later. And so in the Old Testament, when God began his dealings with the people of Israel, and as we know, they were in Egyptian slavery and bondage, you know, anywhere from some say 230 to 400 some years. And then God sent a deliverer by the name of Moses. And when they were brought out, the Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter, speaks of the Lord calling the assembly together in the mount. And he spoke to them out of the midst of the fire, out of the cloud, and out of the thick darkness with a great voice. And they had seen his glory and his greatness. They saw the fire descend upon Mount Sinai. And it was a terrifying experience. And they said, if we hear the voice of the Lord anymore, we shall die. And so they encouraged Moses to be their intermediary, if you will. And so that's how God dealt with his people under the old covenant. We know that God raised up judges. He raised up prophets and priests and kings to be able to minister to his people. But then when the fullness of time came, we know the promised Redeemer, Jesus, who was God incarnate in the flesh, was born of a virgin, as predicted by the prophets. And here we see God's great love to all of mankind. He loved the world, that whomsoever would believe on Jesus, his only begotten Son, would not perish, but would have everlasting life. However, as we look at Jesus, we have to understand that he was completely the only begotten Son of the Father, but he was completely man. And in ways that we cannot fully understand with our human understanding and comprehension, and he became human flesh. He took on the same physical characteristics of man. He was born of a virgin. And so he was fully man, and he did the deeds that he did, not as the Son of God, but Jesus said, think about this, the same works that I do, ye shall do also. And so obviously we could not do those same works because we are not we're the sons and daughters of God, but there's only one begotten Son of God, and that's Jesus. And so he was our example. But the exciting and wonderful thing is that before he ever began his public ministry at approximately 30 years of age, when God, his Father, let him know it was time, he was baptized of John the Baptist, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. And we see throughout his life, we can see another person involved intimately with the events of his life, from the moment of his conception, through his baptism, the temptations, the ministry, his death and resurrection, until the moment his earthly ministry was finished and he ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father. And that person is the Holy Spirit. In fact, John the Baptist said, I saw the Spirit descend upon him in bodily form as a dove. And that's when God spoke to me, he says, this you'll know that this is the Messiah. This is the Lamb of God. And today, the Holy Spirit still works hand in hand with Jesus to do his will on earth. Remember in the second chapter of Acts, actually in the first chapter of Acts, these are the words of Jesus in chapter 1, verse 4. He says, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And in verse 8, he says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. These were his instructions to his disciples, and that great commission hasn't changed, beloved. He, to this day, in expects and empowers his disciples, his servants, to be his witnesses in the earth, but to have the power, the anointing to deliver the word of God. Paul said, I came not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Spirit of the Lord, that we also have to have that abiding Holy Spirit within our lives and manifested in our lives. When he left this world, Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. And of course, we see that is outlined, detailed in the second chapter of Acts on the day of Pentecost. So the important thing for you and me is that same ultimatum, that same request of Jesus before he left, because he didn't want to leave us orphans, he desires that we should receive the Holy Spirit today. And how can we receive the Holy Spirit? Well, the answer is given by Peter in the second chapter of Acts, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, this was right after they'd received the Holy Spirit. He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So before you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes when we're born again and at salvation, we must repent of our sins and turn 180 degrees from our past lifestyle. And we are given then the blessed person of the Holy Spirit, who gives us the power to repent from these same sins, and then is bestowed on us as our eternal friend, never to leave us. Praise God. Well, my time has flown and we're just barely getting into this message, but it's so exciting. I just get very excited about the Holy Spirit, because he's such a present friend, a guide, help, comforter. He gives such beauty and order to our lives if we will seek him and allow him to do that. So I pray that you'll be able to join me tomorrow, and know that if at any point you miss a broadcast, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen to the broadcast anytime. I love you, and as I always do, I invite you, if you need prayer, there are some of you that are really not fully understanding, you want to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and you're asking for God to reveal and to give you more understanding. And I invite you to write and pray, allow me to pray for you and with you. And the announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.